Problem 5-4 builds upon the Teramo case by changing the facts so the contractor does not complete the work. So here the question is Aaron, the owner, justified in withholding the final payment, $50,000 of the $250,000 contract price, when the house is only 80% complete? Now, certainly the contractor has breached the contract by not completing the work. Work is a condition precedent to payment, meaning it has to be completed first and then payment happens. The question then comes down to whether the contractor has substantially performed. If the contractor has substantially performed the owner may not withhold payment, although in the Teramo case, the court indicated that the owner could use self-help by deducting from the final payment the amount required to complete the work. If 80% of the work has been completed and the contract price was $250,000, then 80% of $250,000 would be $200,000. And that is the amount the contractor has been paid. So therefore, the withholding of $50,000 is not because the work was not substantially performed, but because that will be the cost to complete the construction. So if this were a sale of goods, remember sale of goods, UCC, Commercial Code Section Article 2 talks about it has authority when it comes down to goods, right? Not homes, property, those things like that. Those fall under common law. Okay, so here again, under Article 2 of UCC Section 2717 would apply, and the buyer could deduct the damage from the part of the contract price still due. So $50,000 contract price still due less $50,000 damages equals then zero payment, right? Now, since this was not a sale of goods, does the owner have the right under common law to deduct the damages from the contract price still due? That's a question for you. Now let's look at problem 5-5. Here the language changes from substantial performance, right? A phrase used in construction contract, to material breach. And it's a phrase used also in employment contracts. So Roland would have been paid in 5-5, example. So Roland would have been paid on the 1st of September through the 1st of March, 7 payments, right? He did not finish the work in March and did not receive his April 1st or May check. The issue becomes whether Roland's breach, not teaching 2 of the 9 months, is a material breach. Services, right? And services here. If Roland's breach was material, then the university can withhold payment. The university damages may exceed what it withheld from Roland. If the replacement cost more than the university did not pay Roland, Roland would be then liable for the difference. If Roland's breach was not material, could the university subtract its damages from the amount owed Roland? So here the university would not be justified in not paying Roland. The university, however, would have a claim against Roland for the difference, being in court, between what the university paid a replacement less what it paid Roland. So subtracting what it paid somebody else and what it paid for Roland, and then the difference, that's what the claim would be against Roland. So here, as with 5-4, does the university have a common law right to deduct its damages from the amount owed, or must the university pursue its claim independently of what it owes Roland? When you answer this question, I want you to think about what the UCC covers and what falls under common law. Services, property, those things are common law. Sales of goods, those are UCC items, all right? And then the UCC would prevail.